The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Star Wars 7x7 episode 3249. All right, we're going to circle back to Visions and wrap up at least this first part of our conversation about the episodes. We'll look at the behind the scenes stuff a little bit down the road, but for now we're going to talk about the reaction to Visions season 2 overall. Punch it. Hey Rebel Rouser, I'm Alan Voivod and this is Star Wars 7x7, your daily dose of Star Wars joy. And thank you so much for joining me for it. So the first thing I want to say about Vision Season 2 overall is that I think it really paid off more so than Season 1 on the promise of featuring unique cultural voices. And that's just a function of how Season 1 and Season 2 were designed, right? Like the animation studios in Season 1 were, you know, very much localized as opposed to the animation studios in Season 2, which were all over the world. And that also translated to the animation style. Yes, there were a couple of different animation styles in Season 1 of Visions, but really for a tremendous variety of types and styles. Season 2 completely outdoes Season 1 by a country mile. However, what's kind of fascinating is that despite the fact that we have these different unique cultural lenses and these different animation styles, the era of storytelling that Season 2 focuses on is a little tighter, comparatively speaking. Yes, we know these aren't canon stories, and so they don't happen at a specific point on the timeline, but a lot of them featured stormtroopers, and so had to have taken place during the Empire, at least as far as, you know, whoever was telling us the story was reckoning things. Whereas the first season of Visions was actually all across the timeline board. There was some prequel era or earlier type stuff in there. There was some original trilogy era stuff. There was even sequel trilogy era stuff in there too. Now I know these are animated shorts, but some of them also indicate that there's much more story to be told, and it seemed like that happened more often in season 2 than it did in season 1. Really, in season 1, only The Ninth Jedi was an episode that could have been the first part of a much longer story. I know they took the Ronin character and spun him off into his own novel, but as the story presented itself in Visions, it didn't necessarily suggest what the next steps of a story would be. It was much more obvious with the Ninth Jedi. And yeah, I suppose you could take them all and do that. But Season 2 had a couple that were built to continue potentially. Screecher's Reach for one of them, the Spy Dancer for another. The Bandits of Golak, if you wanted to know just who all these Jedi were that were hiding on Golak, right? Or Journey to the Dark Head, where we have the unusual team-up that happens and their first mission goes off well, and it just makes you wonder, okay, what are their next adventures going to be like? I personally wasn't necessarily a fan of everything in Season 2, but I wasn't necessarily a fan of everything in Season 1, and that's okay, because I can like what I want to like, and you can like what you want to like, and if I didn't particularly find myself impressed by something that you liked, then I'm super happy for you that you did. If I were to rank my own top three, I would have said Screecher's Reach and The Pit and The Spy Dancer were my three particular favorites. I would love to know what your top three was for Vision Season 2. So if you're catching this on YouTube, hey, comments are right there. Please drop a comment and let me know. And if you're listening to the audio version of this, then please head over to the blog post for this show's episode at sw7x7.com and drop a comment there. And that is going to do it for this episode of the podcast. We will explore the behind the scenes stuff for Visions a little bit further down the line, but for now, it just remains for me to say thank you so much for joining me for this episode, as always, and may the Force be with you, wherever in the world you may be.
Star Wars 7x7 is not endorsed or sponsored yet by Lucasfilm Limited, Disney, or 20th Century Fox, and is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. Star Wars, the Star Wars logo, all names and pictures of Star Wars characters, vehicles, and any other Star Wars-related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Lucasfilm Limited, or their respective trademark and copyright holders. May the Force be with them. All original content is copyright 2021 by Star Wars 7x7. We hope you love it.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.